91.1 WHFC, you're on the Owl's Nest. It's Hartford Community College's official podcast that clues you into things going on in and around the campuses here at Hartford Community. And today with me, I have the Student Wellness Ambassador Program Mastermind herself. I have Laura Burke from the Office of Student Life. Laura, so good to have you here on the Owl's Nest.
Thank you, Matt.
Hey, it's great to have you here, and you really got me excited with this new program because it's designed to train students to handle these leadership situations in their young lives. So first, talk to me just a little bit about how and why the Student Wellness Program came about.
Sure, absolutely. So in the Office of Student Life, I operate as the Student Wellness Specialist, and I've created a series of workshops and opportunities for students to engage in wellness on campus and off campus as well. And after a couple years of doing that, I saw that there could have been a need for students to really embrace leadership in wellness. The college does offer a really nice community wellness program for students to get involved in. And I saw something like a certificate program that's not really academic, but more co-curricular as like a really great opportunity for students that maybe don't want to go through that path entirely, but wellness advocacy is still really important for them. And I also kind of wanted to reward a lot of the students that I saw at a lot of our events and activities that are constantly getting trained and coming to wellness engagement opportunities and even some social events and activities as well.
Now, sometimes students, they have, you know, these heavy academic course loads that they're taking. So how does the SWAP, the Student Wellness Ambassador Program, fit into, say, a student's schedule?
Sure. So what I love about it is it's a year-long program and it is not intense at all. The requirements, for example, are attending 4 different workshops, and I offer Mindful Monday workshops each semester on Mondays. And that is about 12 per semester.
Wow.
And you only have to attend 4 within a year. So really honing in on what their interests are kind of helps, and it doesn't really feel like a stressful event that they have to attend. It's something that's more engaging and aligns with their interests and what speaks to them in wellness. So for instance, they could attend a meditation. They could attend a walk through the campus trails that we have that are absolutely stunning. They could attend, what did we just do? We did yoga last week. So very easy, you know, de-stressing activities that really hone them in on that mindful component as well.
So you were talking about different kinds of training for the students, and it sounds like the sky's the limit pretty much. There's a lot of these different courses that are available for the students. So talk to me about some of these valuable training courses that students can receive. There's quite a bit.
Absolutely. And part of the requirement for the SWAP, Student Wellness Ambassador Program, we call it the SWAP just for ease.
Right.
So they have to attend 2 trainings within the year. And I offer at least 2 trainings each semester.
Okay.
One of them being Narcan drug reversal training, and that's for opiate use. So, you know, heroin, fentanyl is a big problem in this area and the nation.
Right.
Any kind of prescription medications that could be an accidental overdose. It's really important that you arm yourself with that knowledge and preparedness because you just never know what you're going to encounter out there, whether it be family, friends, loved ones, or just a stranger on the street that you would want to be a good Samaritan for. That's just one example. We also offer CPR. Owls in Action is a really great bystander intervention program that's actually offered and run through our area in student affairs. And we have peer education specialists. So they are students that are trained in intimate partner violence and mental health. So they will train other students in that. Just a plethora of different activities that we have available to students. So people could absolutely add these onto their resumes. They're great for transferring to other colleges. So and other jobs. So CPR and first aid, a lot of places want you to have that. We offer that this semester. We also offer things like QPR, which is question, persuade, refer. It's a suicide prevention training. And I actually facilitate that myself, and I love doing it. So we've trained over 50 students each semester to be prepared in case of some kind of crisis with someone they love or that they know.
Life and leadership skills.
Absolutely.
All in one program. For you listening at home or wherever you're listening, This lady right here, she has some of the most memorable events here on campus at Harford Community College. And with this program, the Student Wellness Ambassador Program, well, you're going to be taking away more than just memories. You're going to be taking away life-saving skill sets. I mean, Narcan training. I mean, how important is that? We just recently, on our feedback program here, we had the Harford County Public Health Officers here, and they spoke about opioid addiction and just how it's growing. So really what they could even do is save a life with this training. And we were talking a little bit beforehand, before we did this episode of the Owl's Nest, there's also self-defense training too. That's another big thing.
Yes. So this semester we are bringing LaCarlo Beatty, who is a local speaker and self-defense instructor, and he's going to be teaching us different self-defense. He came last year. It was fantastic. It was well received and attended. So we want to make sure that we're bringing him back on a yearly basis. So if students are interested in that, it's just a 2-hour seminar. Really learning some wonderful life skills and things that could save your life.
Lots of training, and it doesn't cost anything. It just costs your time.
Absolutely. Right? All of this is included when you're a student here at HCC.
So I'm a student, all right? You've got me hooked, all right? I want to sign up. Where do I sign up for this?
You can contact me, Laura Burke, lburke@harford.edu. You can also go onto our events app, which is called Modern Campus Presence. That's an app that you can just download very easily and search for Harford Community College on there. All of our events and activities are listed there. There's links to sign up. The SWAP, you can sign up. And if you find that it's too much for you at any given point, you can drop out. Or you can say, I'm going to take a pause. Let's see how we can do this next semester. Because to be honest, even though it's a year program, you could do it in a semester. It's really not that intense. You know, I mentioned the 4 workshops, the 2 trainings. There's also a service learning component where you're just doing some volunteer work. And then also getting involved in the community and meeting local community organizations that could really benefit you, your health, and also help you to advocate for the health of other people in your life as well. So really wonderful skills, not too much. We're not asking too much. And you can stop by the Office of Student Life in the Student Center anytime. My door is always open unless I'm in a meeting. But I love when students come to visit and talk about the SWAP or talk about other things that we offer. We have a lot of really wonderful programs coming out of Student Life.
So all the trainings, are they happening in the offices of Student Life? Where are these trainings being held?
Yeah, I host all of the trainings in the central location of the Student Center. There's a couple of different rooms that we typically use. Actually, the self-defense class is going to be in the Susquehanna Center in one of the studios over there, just so we have more space to move around since we are moving quite a bit in there, doing a lot of kicks and chops, and it's pretty intense. It's very physical, and it's fantastic, but everything is always listed in the Harford Events app, the location, the time, my information's listed there, anything that you would need to know about any of our events or activities are in the app.
Any trainings coming up soon?
We have self-defense is actually coming up in March, and then CPR will be in April.
Okay.
Yes. The Narcan training, twice a month, we have a table from the Harford County Health Department where they are offering Narcan training there.
And again, I can't stress, you know, how amazing having something like that, because could potentially save a life.
Absolutely. You know? And they're not even just doing the training. They are giving away Narcan. They want to make sure everyone is leaving with a box of it. It does no harm to use on anybody that's not experiencing an opioid overdose, and it can save a life if someone is experiencing an overdose.
So this is not just leadership skills, Laura. We're talking about people advocating for themselves and for others. So just an amazing program that you're piloting here at Harford Community College. And just I'm overwhelmed with all this information. It's one of the best programs, I think, that we've had to date on the Owl's Nest. And I said it before, I'll say it again, you have some of the most memorable events that you plan here for our students, and they walk away with tons of memories. What's the biggest thing, though, that you hope the impact of the Student Wellness Ambassador Program will have on the students here at HCC? What's your biggest hope for it?
I hope that any student that participates in the Student Wellness Ambassador Program leaves feeling a little bit more confident in their own abilities and skills within wellness and health. I think that we live in a society that doesn't always, I think a lot of times people don't necessarily know how all-encompassing wellness can really, truly be. It really spans through every aspect of your life, and I want them to see that they can be passionate about any of those different areas and help that translate into career goals, academic goals, and their personal life as well. You know, how can they continue their mindful practice? How can they be of service to other people? What kind of skills can save a life, literally save lives, and including their own? And how will that impact where they go in their life? I just want to see people thrive as much as I've been able to see. I want to see students thrive and be the best version of themselves possible. And I've seen it already happen. And that's what drove me to create the SWAP and continues to help me carry on the SWAP and make it better every single semester.
So it's going through new iterations constantly, right?
Each
and every semester.
Last semester was completely different. This semester, I've also incorporated a very extensive workbook that's a reflection and journal tool.
What more could you ask for? Leadership, life, advocacy training, skills. My gosh, you can find it all in the Office of Student Life. And Laura, correct me if I'm wrong, once they complete the program, they leave with something, correct?
Yes, they get a certificate. It's a wonderful honor. They also get to participate in our leadership banquet that we have at the end of the spring semester, where they will be honored there. There is also an opportunity to work with the Harford County Health Department, where they would receive a monetary stipend. And I also am going to be offering some goodies for them as well from the college store, because we love giving away things at the Student Life.
Yeah, you got to have some HCC swag.
Yes.
In the end. So there are rewards and benefits to joining the Student Wellness Ambassador Program. Laura, I want to thank you so much for coming on to the Owl's Nest today. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Matt. It is. Thank you so much.
Thanking my very special guest once again, Laura Burke from the Office of Student Life. She is the Student Wellness Specialist here at Harford Community College. And if you want to gain some new skills, new leadership capabilities, then this is the program for you. And it fits right in your busy academic life. Please like and subscribe to all three of Harford Community College's official podcasts, HCC 360, Feedback, and this one, WHFC Presents. For the Owl's Nest, I'm Matt Terry. Until next time, stay curious, Harford.